This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Presents this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to spend a good deal of this hour focused on the Monsanto merger with Bayer, the European company that wants to take over the American company. Both of them have the same reputation amongst family farmers in Europe and in America. So we're going to talk with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, about her experience or her thoughts. We also have a focus on what the National Farmers Union is doing. The American Family Farmer Radio Program is a weekly voice for small independent farm owners, as well as hobby farmers, people who own ag businesses, the locavore purchasers of the products that we create. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, dairyman, been around cows all my life. Jan Linderman, who's here with us, is somebody that grew up on a family farm in North Dakota, fourth generation to work on her family's farm. So let's go back to the beginning with you, Jenna, and set up the story of your life. I feel like there's an old show around, hasn't been around for a long time, somebody ought to revive it. This is Your Life, Jana Linderman. How's that for
that sounds a little bit frightening.
Really? No.
Or intimidating, I'm not sure.
No, it's great. So tell us about your farm first.
Sure. So right now I'm involved in my parents' farming operation, so they're still the primary operators. We're going through the process of figuring out a business transition plan. Mm-hmm. This is a farm that was originally my grandfather's, and my father took over for him, and now I'm taking over for my parents. So we have about 1,500 acres. A lot of that, or I would say about two-thirds of that, is rented from extended family members. Mm-hmm. This used to be maybe three family farms originally, my grandfather and two of his brothers, and now my father is the only person in his generation left who's really farming actively in the community where we are. And I'm really the only one in my generation who's able to take over for him.
Why is that, Jana? Let's talk about that for a minute. Your brothers and sisters who are just not interested in being on the farm, because this is the story that a lot of farms, the legacy farms that are multi-generational, where the people who grew up on the farm in many cases don't want to stay. That didn't used to be. It was the assumed role of the kids, as a matter of fact, to take over the farm. So you're the only one. What is your sibling situation?
Right. I have two siblings. We all moved away to go to school, to start other careers. I went to law school and worked as an attorney for a number of years before I decided to come back to the farm. I think from my parents' generation, my dad really started farming right at the start of the farm crisis. He started farming in 1976, and things kind of went downhill from there for a lot of people. I feel like there's a lot of people in that generation that were reluctant to encourage their kids to come back to the farm. And I know a lot of people my age who would have liked to be involved in their family's farming operation, but it's a tough thing. It's not really economically feasible a lot of times to support more than one generation on the farm. And that's part of, I think, why we've seen a lot of consolidation. Farms that were able to grow to be several thousand acres as opposed to the, 500 acres or so that maybe my grandfather's generation farmed, they're able to support multiple generations on the farm. But even in those instances, like this year with commodity prices the way they are, people who are a bit older and have a lot of equity in their farming operations, it's not as big of a deal. But for people my age or younger who are just starting out, it's tough. So it's not a risk that a lot of people want to take on, I think.
Well, is it a situation where you would, if you're coming in to take over or work with your father till he decides you don't want to work any longer, that at some point you have to buy your siblings out?
Somewhat, yeah, definitely. Well, it's much more, I think, the case in our family that my parents are relying on the equity in the farming operation for their retirement. So I'm having to buy out their interest as we go along in the process. I don't know that my siblings care one way or the other, and we've taken care of a lot of that in the estate planning process, and it hasn't been as complicated as I've heard some other family stories being. But it's more the case that my parents can't just afford to leave everything to me or to my siblings in their will. They need to be able to divest just some of the equity they've built up in this operation over 40 years so that they have something to live on once they decide to retire.
Yeah, and that's the sad story. The reality is that those of us who have been around the farm, if there was a dairying operation attached to this, it would be even more lethal than what you have, because dairying today in this country has been so compromised, and that's a nice word for it, by the external influences and forces. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later down the road. So in terms of, I have a friend who came from Iowa, and she was happy to say that the number of children they had on their farm was predicated by the parents deciding how much help they needed. So if they, and that was done on most farms. How many children they had was dependent on what they needed for help. Was that the case with your farm?
No. I don't think that was the case for my parents. My mother grew up on a dairy farm in western Minnesota, and there are 16 kids in that family.
Whoa!
That was a little bit related to them also being a German Catholic family. It wasn't that uncommon on that side of the family. But, yeah, you need that many kids for a labor-intensive operation like that, especially if you don't have enough money and equity to hire help, which my grandparents absolutely did not. So we never had animals. I think that made a big difference. We could get by with just three kids and my parents working.
Jana Linderman is here with us from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're going to talk about Bayer trying to purchase Monsanto and all of the foolishness that's coming out of the people from Bayer and Monsanto that they're trying to convince regulators that this is a good idea. You probably, I think you're the equivalent of Roger Noonan, who is the president of the New England Farmers Union. I'm a member of the Farmers, National Farmers Union, and I'm guessing that you're an outshoot of that, are you not?
Iowa Farmers Union is a state chapter, much as the New England Farmers Union is a regional chapter of the national organization. So, yeah.
So we're on the same page. And Roger from Washington, we have lots of Rogers. Roger Johnson is the leader nationally, and they've been speaking out very solidly. We're all behind this focus on Monsanto and Bayer and what needs to be done to make sure, well, I'm not sure we're going to be able to be successful, but we can try, hold our heads high when it comes to trying to keep this thing from happening. And what it does to farms like Jana, we'll talk about what influence these people have on her farm as we continue here. The American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen. Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
17 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're telling her story. By the way, do you have, if you go into this and your family decides your father wants to retire, who's going to help you?
Who's going to help me? Well, we haven't completely figured that out yet. I have my own family. I'm thinking from an economic standpoint, my husband needs to keep his, you know, professional paying job to mitigate some of the risks that were taken by me farming.
Isn't that awful?
Using my law degree.
I mean, think about this, Jana, though. What does this say about the government? What does it say about business and the reality? Here, this is the way we provide ourselves with food. This is the way we provide ourselves with sustenance. And people are giving, I can't tell you over the years how much money I have lost on my farm, but I will tell you it's in the millions. And what is there that makes me so crazy that I will put that kind of money into something that I love as much? Fortunately, I was able to do it. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. And I can't do it anymore because of what I did when I was, you know, when things went into the tank after 2008 to keep the farm going. And that's what's almost expected. People take a vow of poverty. And why should we take a vow of poverty under the circumstances? I mean, what? And the government does nothing but mess things up. And, you know, you got the big dairy conglomerates. I mean, I can speak from the dairy side. It isn't quite the same, I don't think, in the produce side of stuff. But I mean, what kind of a country says it values its farmers and then does this sort of thing to the farming industry? Can you imagine?
Absolutely. You know, I remember a lot of years growing up, and for as hard as my parents worked, and one or both of them always had an off-farm job, even if it was just a part-time job.
Yeah.
There were years where the only way we could put food on our table as people who grow food for the rest of the country was with government subsidies. You know, every single piece of our net income was coming from some kind of government payment.
Mm.
And when you're growing food, which is a basic necessity for the country, to not be able to make a living off of that is just, it's insane the way we've structured our farm and food policy. But it's been many years since a farmer could just go out, do a good job, work hard, grow a crop that people would buy, and be able to support a family off of that. I mean, we haven't had parity for I don't know how many years, and we're not anywhere close to that right now. It's a given that you need an off-farm job, either you or a spouse or somebody is doing something else to support the farm.
To pay penance for it. And then you got guys like Obama comes into office and says, the first thing, we got too many farms, we got to get rid of 50,000 of them and plant trees there. You know, that kind of mental hogwash that flows around. The same kind of thinking that thinks Monsanto ought to buy Bayer. That's our focus up next here on the American Family Farmer. It's 21 after the hour.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Now 23 after the hour, as we pursue what's going on in the American Family Farms, the American Family Farmer radio program. I'm Doug Steffen. This is designed, this program, to bring information and inspiration. I don't know that we would, there's not much politics involved in this, although there is, I guess in a manner of speaking, as there's politics involved in everything, and I don't mean left or right here, but many of the decisions that Jen and I are talking about that have affected how our farms operate have been bad political in our estimation. I think she and I would agree. That's one of the reasons we belong to the National Farmers Union. She's the president of the Iowa branch of the National Farmers Union that is very outspoken when it comes to this merger between Monsanto and Bayer. For those of you who don't know the story, I can't imagine that there's anybody who doesn't, but let me just bring you a little information. The two executive vice presidents of respectively Monsanto and Bayer were in front of a panel of senators this week, and here is I believe Rob Fraley, who is from Monsanto, telling the senators how great this is going to be.
This type of change enables more innovation, delivers better products to the farm even faster. Farmers are best served when companies invest more in new technologies and accelerate the pace of their R&D, which in turn spurs more robust competition.
Okay. On the surface, you wouldn't argue with that, would you, Jana? Of listening to that superficially, more, better, best, all of that stuff, it sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds very benign. I think the problem is Monsanto is not really interested in what makes the most sense for my bottom line and my farming operation. They're interested in what they can convince me to buy, whatever that means. And for example, what we've seen with a lot of these seed companies, they do spend a lot of time, a lot of money on research and development for new transgenic seed varieties, solving the problems on the farm as they see it. But then they need to recoup their cost and make a healthy profit off of that. So they want you to buy this fancy new seed variety they've developed, as opposed to other seed varieties that you might want for your farm. And they jack up the cost on a lot of seed varieties that are maybe non-transgenic. And you might have a variety of reasons for wanting access to those for your farm. We grow, for example, non-GMO certified soybeans, because we're able to market those at a nice premium to Japanese processors, and that's what the end consumer wants from us. So we want to be able to grow that. But oftentimes those seed varieties are more expensive because the seed companies that have put all of this R&D effort into the transgenic varieties want me to buy those as opposed to something else. And it doesn't matter what makes sense for my farm business and the consumer that I'm selling to. They don't really care about that because I'm their consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't care about the end consumer. They care about what they can get farmers to buy under whatever circumstances.
Well, they want to control the means by which you are able to acquire what you do. And I do the same thing with cow corn on my farm. I go to an open pollinated guy in Pennsylvania, actually three of them that I use, one in Pennsylvania, one in Ohio, and one in Illinois. They grow their own seed, and I just take the seed from them, and that's what I plant. I wouldn't. The problem is you can't find much anymore. And you got to really look hard to find something that Monsanto or that ilk isn't involved in when it comes to the seeds we plant, right?
Right. And what we've seen, not just with this wave of consolidation, but over the last 10 to 15 years, these big six companies have bought up hundreds mm-hmm. of smaller seed companies.
Yep.
So we're talking about going from six to four, but we've lost that much variety, that much competition in the seed market just in the past 10 years.
I can remember over this period of time having each year maybe four or five different varieties from four or five different companies that I trusted, local or regional companies that don't exist. As you've said, they've been all bought up by Monsanto or Dow or DuPont or Bayer, and so now that's who you're dealing with, and I don't want to deal with them. And neither do you. Hold on a second. We'll continue this conversation. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave, but you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
A weekly look at the friends in family farming and healthy attitudes toward food. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, a farmer and from a farm family herself. We're focused on the Monsanto takeover by Bayer, which is a European company that does pretty much the same thing Monsanto. They're a little more into the drug world. It sort of reminded Dow Chemical, DuPont Chemical, they're all chemical companies, and that sort of takes you back. You wonder, okay, Bayer, it's the aspirin company. When you think of Bayer, most people think of aspirin. Those of us who've been on the farm know that Bayer has been involved in farm life for a long time. This program, the idea for doing this program came out of my own dissatisfaction, being a family dairyman and a broadcaster. I thought I'd put the two together and come up with ways to solve problems that many of us have. And so most of the time, our focus is on what's going on in an individual way, and that particular problem, how it's been solved by the people who are handling it. Jana Linderman, in part, tells us the story of her own farm and what they're doing to solve the problem of taking over from her parents. But more to the course here, the Monsanto takeover, Bayer is trying to tell everybody this is going to be great for the world. It's going to be good for the stockholders because they're getting $66 billion. Isn't it some outrageous number like that, Jana?
yeah. I mean, they're not, they're obviously motivated by profit. They're for-profit companies. They're operating in the best interest of their shareholders. I think a lot of the time when we hear Happy talk about how good this is going to be for farmers and how we're going to be spending all of this good money on R&D, only if it makes some money. And I wouldn't expect anything else. If we're letting for-profit companies write our farm policy for us, that's what's going to happen, right? That's right. What they're supposed to be motivated by. Yep. So we shouldn't be surprised.
It's the same kind of things you hear, though, most notably when the airlines have merged. When American was taken over by US Air, and the guy who runs US Air said, this is going to be great for the consumer. The fares are going to go down. We'll have more flights. You'll be in heaven. And, of course, we know the reality is that since the merger, the average price of a ticket on American has gone up 14%. Same thing can be said for United taking over Continental and for Delta taking over Northwest. It's the same story over and over again, and you can go across the line. So these people either are bought off, because we all know that congressmen and senators, when they get campaign contributions from these companies, are influenced by them, not only when they're in office, but remember that congressmen and senators, when they leave office, they get to keep all the money that they have raised in their campaign efforts for themselves. So they, and people wonder, well, how, after they only made $180,000 a year doing this, how did they become so wealthy? You look at their campaign coffers and you can figure it out pretty quickly. And that's what happens here. These guys from Monsanto will contribute heavily to the reelection campaign of the senators and congressmen that sit on the committees that make the first recommendation to the overall body, right?
Right. I thought one of the comments at the Senate hearing yesterday morning with the Judiciary Committee, I think this was maybe the representative from Bayer talking about, because obviously they're a German company. A lot of European companies countries are not as friendly to GMO technology as we are here in the U.S. So how do they do business in that market? And he said, well, we just sell whatever, our consumers want. We just market to whatever the local market asks for from us. But they do spend an awful lot of time and money, because I've seen it happen, lobbying our Congress, as you say, on these policies and trying to create markets for the products that they want to put on the market. And it doesn't necessarily have any connection to what farmers are asking for or what food consumers in this country say they want. I think it's where the companies, they can make the most profit, and they try to make sure that policy is crafted to support that.
Well, that's their job, and I don't find fault with them doing what they're paid to do, but don't lie to me. Don't tell me this is going to be good for me. Don't try to charade us with this phony claim this is going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for nobody but them. And you look around the world and you do see, as one of the interesting points, that Europe is much less friendly to the GMOs, and we're trying to figure it out here. And meanwhile, Monsanto, you couldn't do this in Europe. Monsanto spent $14 million last year or the year before, I'm trying to remember, when the label thing came up on the ballot here in California, and in essence they spent enough money to try to confuse the issue. Their main pitch was that farmers didn't want to spend the money to have to label their products, which is a complete and utter lie. And nobody really, they won. They were able to convince people through their screwy sales pitches that the farmers weren't better served by having the food that they're producing labeled so you know what the heck you're buying. And this is the sort of thinking that we get from these people. Well, it's bad for the farmer. How the hell is it bad for the farmer?
Right. It's good for me to have the ability to differentiate my product in the marketplace. And by the way, it's also good for me when consumers trust me.
Right.
Sometimes I worry about other farm organizations, commodity groups allowing these companies to effectively be our spokespeople or to convince us, I think more importantly, to speak out on their behalf in defense of their technology that they're making profits from. I could grow corn of, any number of varieties. It doesn't have to come from a particular company. It doesn't have to have a specific genetic trait. That's not where I make my money. I make my money growing what my consumer wants to buy from me.
Yep.
And so we really don't have the same financial interest. And speaking up for these companies, I feel like we erode a lot of the trust that farmers have built up with consumers, with the general public over the years. I mean, people like farmers, right? Family farmers, that's great.
Right.
And when we allow ourselves to be spokespeople for this, putting our good names on a product that's really monstrous product that's making money for them or Bayer's products or whatever it is, I think that erodes some of the value of the hard work and the quality that consumers believe American farmers put into the products that are on the market.
Well, here's a perfect example of how people are wising up. You can count on the government to not do anything that's in your best interest most of the time until it's too late. I find it interesting this week that the FDA investigated Roundup and found that there are a lot of residue from Roundup in honey, for example. Both the USDA and the FDA this week inspecting food samples, and the I never pronounced this correctly. It's glyphosate, I think. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what Roundup is basically made from. And this has been found in pregnant women, breakfast food, snacks, urine, blood, breast milk, tampons, beer, vaccines, and in stillborn piglets. So you can't tell me, nor anybody who's got more than a pea for a brain, that what these people are doing. This is a carcinogen, for God's sakes. And we're allowing these people to sell this stuff and get away with it. And that's what people like the National Farmers Union, you were talking about you don't want to mention their name, American Farm Bureau Federation. I used to belong to the Farm Bureau. They don't speak for me anymore. All they do is speak for the huge agribusinesses. They were bought and paid for, and I have no use for them because they don't tell the truth. They're not affecting me and what I do. They're affecting the big farmers, and they go around glad-handing people like they represent the American farmer. They don't represent the American farmer at all. They represent big ag. And so where you didn't want to say that, I'm happy to say it.
But
under the circumstances, when we get to these people finding this stuff in honey samples, for example, half the bee population is gone because of Monsanto's Roundup, and yet nobody really wants to hit them straight between the eyes with this stuff.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things you worry about when you have such a small number of companies controlling everything. Monsanto developed their Roundup Ready seed varieties, and those genetic traits got cross-licensed with other companies, and so you can buy that seed anywhere, and it's ubiquitous, and everybody in Iowa grows Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready soybeans. And so, you know, we've obviously seen negative impacts with pollinators and people. We have a large commercial honey industry in Iowa that's been negatively impacted by it. But we've also found you can't grow anything else, because if your neighbor is growing Roundup Ready corn and soybeans, you have to deal with spray drift, and you have to deal with cross-pollination if you're trying to make money as an organic farmer. And that's because these companies can essentially operate like a cartel. So once one of them develops something that is of value, it gets spread all across the market, and it's really hard to maintain diversity and resilience in your farming operation and change what you're doing from year to year.
And Monsanto is happy to sue the family farmer and put them out of business if, in fact, they may have some seed that they used and they keep it and use it over again, or the fact that you just brought up the cross-pollinization. You've got a field on one side of the road that's open pollinated seed, and then the other side they've got some Monsanto Roundup Ready seed. You can't possibly keep them separate because the wind's going to blow the essence of the stuff on the stilk is across the road. And so there you have it. It's insidious. You cannot get away from it. And that's what Jana's pointing out. We'll continue our conversation in a few more minutes. Jana Linderman here with us talking about why Bayer ought not to purchase Monsanto. 45 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq. After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street. The government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are. Americans who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an economy of 1 minute.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
You're listening to the American Family Farmer. You can hear it every week online. Blog Talk Radio is a good place to go. Tune In Radio is a good place to go for it. RadioAmerica.org, DougStefan.com, a number of places. Google American Family Farmer, and you'll find what there is in terms of broadcast acceptance. And if you want to send me ideas for programs and people to speak to, send a Doug at DougStefan.com email along, Doug at DougStefan.com. We're talking with Jana Lynn from the Iowa Farmers Union. I'm just looking at an article in one of the newspapers that I read. I read the Lancaster Farming newspaper, which a lot of people in the Northeast read. Headline, pesticide sometimes harms bees, says EPA. Duh. They'll probably about 40 guys on this will study it and find out what any of us who have any common sense know. And so you see these sorts of things all across the board. And it's really pretty amazing how all of this stuff, the reality of all this stuff. And the ag departments in our states are working against us as well as the feds. It's just amazing that any of us survive. We're here to do more than just survive on the American Family Farmer, 10 before the hour.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with Jenna Linderman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union. We're talking about the proposal from Bayer to buy Monsanto, and we were just kibitzing a little bit about how the bees have been affected. The government's sort of into this already. But one of the things that I also find, Jenna, that's very self-serving for these people, the discussion that we often are exposed to about how foodborne illness is a problem, and the focus is on the farmer. The number of people, I was a dairy farmer and sold raw milk for a long time at my store on the farm. And it took me a long time to get permission to sell the raw milk because if you go to the medical schools, they'll tell you how bad it is and you can't do it and how dare you endanger people. When in fact, the endangerment comes from those who don't know how to handle the raw milk. I'm guessing you probably grew up on it. I grew up on it, and I think we're pretty good specimens. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So we have that discussion in Iowa all the time. It is completely illegal to sell raw milk here, even if you have a dairy. So a lot of families with dairy farms, you know, the family just drinks out of the bulk tank. That's where you get your milk.
Yeah.
But that's technically illegal in the state of Iowa. Even if they're your cows, it's your milk, you're not selling it to anybody. It's illegal to sell or consume raw milk. And I sort of feel like, you know, if you're not being careful and you're not operating dairy the way that you should, it doesn't matter if you're pasteurizing the milk. Because there have been outbreaks of foodborne illness from milk that come from dairies that use pasteurization because they weren't doing the right thing, because they weren't cleaning things properly. So if you're doing that, whether it's a raw milk dairy or a dairy that uses pasteurization, you need to do things the right way. And if you don't, people will get sick. I mean, that's really the difference, isn't it?
It is.
And I think the larger scale you get with operations, the more likely there's going to be some kind of a slip-up like that is the other thing. We're not giving small family farms credit for actually being the safest way to produce our food because our families, they pay attention to every detail. They know what they're doing.
Well, because the kids that are going to the public health universities to learn what the theory is and what the profs are told to teach or what they've learned themselves or what they think they've learned is asinine. There's no common sense in it whatsoever, but yet they get away with it. I remember a kid who just out of school came to my farm to inspect, and he looks on page 43 of the rule book, and he says, well, here it says you're supposed to have this, 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 and this, and I don't see that you have this, 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 and this. And I pointed out to him, well, instead of having this, 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 and this, I have that, 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 and that, and they do the same thing. Yeah, but it says in the book on page 48 that this, 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 and this is what you're supposed to do, and I don't understand how that, 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 and that gets us to this, 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 and this. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the mindless boob focus that you got to have on these people and what it is that they bring to the table, which is nothing except harassment and a faster way of putting us out of business. I don't know whether you are talking up in Iowa how bad the Trans-Pacific Partnership is, but I'm betting if you have the same attitude that I do toward these sorts of problems, that you're not a fan of the Trans-Pacific Partnership either. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, we have a lot of, you know, other farm groups, again, and commodity groups who've been sold on the idea that this is going to be good for agriculture because we have a positive balance of trade with egg, which, you know, we do, but we haven't actually increased our exports of corn and soybeans over the last 30 years, which is kind of a big deal for Iowa. So it's not clear to me what benefit we're getting from it, even in that respect.
Well,
we've seen really negative impacts, like our ability to set domestic production standards if you are organic or organic certified. What does that mean when we're importing now from a lot of our trading partners, and they're putting that label on their
They don't have safe practices practices that prevent their beef from being contaminated. They're not even inspected there. They come up here and they come in. And it almost makes you wonder, are these people trying to destroy our lives? Are they trying to destroy the country? Are they trying to destroy farming? That's the conclusion I come up with anyway.
Well, what you mentioned about food safety, country of origin labeling is another great example. So we belong to the WTO, and apparently that means we cannot put the country of origin on the food that we're selling so people know this is beef that comes from an American farm that was, you know, born, raised, and slaughtered in this country.
Yeah.
And our Congress, participated in that because they were just eager and willing to repeal mandatory country of origin labeling for beef and pork and not replace it with anything, by the way. I mean, you could make an argument that they had to do that under trade rules, but they also could have put in place voluntary standards, and they chose not to do that. So,
pretty amazing stuff. Jana, best of luck to you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here. Jana Linderman from Iowa on the American Family Farmer.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.